trying to fix farm labor and calling all entrepreneurs. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Farm labor has been an ongoing issue for the ag industry, and our CJ Miller recently spoke with one of the nation's top ag leaders. He says he'll be pushing lawmakers in D.C. here in 2025 to fix it.
We're excited about the opportunity to work with this administration to find a solution to that problem.
And that's Zippy Duval, president of American Farm Bureau. He says he'll be reaching out to Trump and congressional lawmakers to revise the H-2A visa program.
We know that this president-elect is concerned about having people that can work not just on farms but small businesses across America, how important that is. Coupled with his deportation policy, coupled with securing the border, all those things that we are out there going to be monitoring and help him understand how it is affecting agriculture so that we don't do any damage to our food security system here in our country, because that's what keeps us free, because we can be able to feed ourselves.
Duval says he has solutions for lawmakers.
We need a workable program that has a wage rate that's set that our farmers can afford to maintain the jobs, but also treat the men and women that have given their lives to work on our farms, treat them well, and to kind of lower the regulation part of it, because DOL has went crazy with regulations around our farm labor programs. And we need year-round workers, because there's a lot of agriculture that works day in and day out all year long. And we need to lower those regulations so it be more workable and sustainable for our farmers.
Most of all, Duval says he's encouraged that the gridlock over farm labor reform may soon come to an end.
Their excuse over the years has been, we're not going to do anything until we secure the border. This president says he's going to secure the border. That takes that excuse away, so that makes me excited that there might be a great opportunity to fix this problem.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.